SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Over 250 Israelis killed, over 1,600 injured when Hamas attacked early Saturday morning. Reports civilians taken hostage and some were even paraded in the streets.
Video filmed at the border during the incursion showed men climbing on top of an Israeli tank and pulling a soldier out through the hatch. Onlookers cry out, "God is great," in a tense moment along the Israel-Gaza border. Another video shows a bloodied, unidentified man being driven away on a motorbike, while some men reach out and try to hit him. Hostage-taking of Israeli soldiers and citizens is a sensitive issue for Israel. The country was taken by surprise at the strength, sophistication and timing of the attack that has left dozens of Israelis dead. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel says it's at war now with Hamas and launched airstrikes in Gaza, vowing to inflict an unprecedented price. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden denouncing the deadly terrorist attacks.
Declaring that there is no justification for terrorism, the president offered America's unwavering support to Israel.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
Mr. Biden, who has been in contact with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, said Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. He spoke of the appalling images from the assault and said he and the First Lady were grieving the loss of innocent life. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful earthquake with several strong aftershocks killed dozens in western Afghanistan. More than that now, officials are saying the latest estimate just coming across the wire, at least 2,000 dead. 6.3 shaker followed by three strong aftershocks measuring 6.3, 5.9, and 5.5. This is SRN News. You would think the fastest growing Southern Baptist churches are in the South, but not so.
According to the latest numbers from Lifeway Research, SBC congregations in New England grew by 1% over the last 5 years, while churches in all other SBC regions shrunk. There aren't very many Southern Baptist congregations in New England, but those that are there are getting bigger. The nation's largest Protestant denomination has reasserted its commitment to church planting this year in every part of America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic terror may be infecting yet another country in Africa. According to International Christian Concern, 9 people murdered by Muslim radicals in Ghana last month. That's near the border with Burkina Faso. The latter country already dealing with widespread Islamic terrorism. Some fear the problem may cross the border into Ghana. In recent years, Muslim terror has become a major problem all across Africa, a continent with a large Christian population. SRN News. Make room in your cart at Costco for push aside those 30 rolls of paper towels for something new and shiny.
How about a bar of gold? While not a typical outlet for the sale of precious metals, the members-only warehouse chain has seen its one-ounce gold bars sell out faster than discounted 170-ounce jugs of laundry detergent. CFO Richard Galanti says the one-ounce gold bars, sold exclusively online, are typically gone within hours of appearing on Costco's website.
Jeremy House says there's a 2-bar limit per member. And although 1 or 2 ounces of gold is not going to have much of a huge impact on diversifying one's investment portfolio, experts do note that there's been an increasing investor demand for precious metals. Still, they say it's important to pause and evaluate investment prospects and what works for you. More details at SRNnews.com.